Welcome to the Golden Hills Podcast Daily, where you can spend a few minutes each day with us to meditate on God's Word. Now, here's today's encouraging message.
Hello, this is Ken Cross. I serve at Golden Hills as one of the community life pastors as well as the Connecting Ministries pastor. And in today's Golden Hills Podcast Daily, I'm going to be walking us through Psalm 91. Now, Psalm 91 is a powerful oracle of encouragement for God's people to trust Him, and it speaks really of His protection and security. And interestingly, there's one person of mature faith that is going to be speaking through the bulk of it. But at the end, it's God speaking back to this person to verify what he's been saying about God. And it's just really stunning. But in context, Psalm 90 through 100, all of those psalms were written to the exile and post-exile days of Israel because of God's judgment. They were taken out of their country, and thus they lost the ability to worship in their temple. What's interesting, that's similar to what we are kind of going through today, that we can't go to church because of this pandemic and the things that we face. And so we're not gathering in church right now. So what did God say to them that he could also then be saying to us that we could hear and get from? So Psalm 91, I'm going to read, make comments along the way as I do. I'll read all those verses and then we'll close at the end, but make some comments, like I say. So verse 1, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. Dwelling here represents where you would normally rest or live, where you would sit. And the shelter is about protection. Now, the Most High is a Hebrew name describing an aspect of Yahweh, because it all kind of comes back to Yahweh, because in verse 2, he's going to make that clear. I will say to the Lord, Yahweh. But here, he's talking about the supremacy over creation as the Most High, and will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Now, abiding is passing kind of through the night and in the shadow or in the security of this Almighty God is another word that is a different Hebrew name for depicting Yahweh that is all-powerful, his nature, how powerful he truly is. So we've got this aspect of supremacy over creation that they're seeing in Yahweh, and then also clearly how his power and his nature there. So in verse 2, I will say to the Lord Yahweh, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust, is to say that dwelling and sheltering with Yahweh comes through a trust in his strength and in his overarching power. In existence and in his essence, we trust in him because he is worthy of his promises. And then verse 3, for he, Yahweh again, will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Now, snares are meant to entrap us, and they're going to be around. And then it goes on, and from the deadly pestilence, or daily epidemics. That's what we go through, seems like right now. It's not just something that's going to be somewhere, sometime, but an epidemic that we're facing daily. So it's interesting, if we kind of take a look at 2 Corinthians 4, we get a sense of what the New Testament is doing to react to this. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. That's crazy. That's really something. That is what we have in Christ today because of what Jesus has done through his death, burial, and resurrection to prepare us for a living hope that we have in eternity. So now verse 4, it says, he again, Yahweh, will cover you with his pinions, or that's speaking of the outer part of a bird's wing, and under his wings you will find refuge, shelter again. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler, or protection. So it's coming back saying the same kind of things over and over in these different metaphors. Verse 5, you will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Here it alludes to these surprise attacks that can happen. And we know that we get like hit with those kinds of things on a regular basis. But remember, God is sovereign over all. We know that perfect love drives out fear. If God is for us, really, who can be against us? So then in verse 6 is, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness. This is like unseen enemies, like illnesses that just pop up. Again, making sense with where we are today. Nor the destruction that wastes at noontime. And here in the Hebrew, it's really kind of driving at verbal threats from enemies. And then in verse 7, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense or the retribution of the wicked. Now remember, if such dreadful events do transpire, those under the protection of Yahweh will simply look on these things that the wicked are experiencing, and we're not being pulled into that problem. This will definitely happen at the day of judgment. We're going to be able to be away from that completely when Christ returns. And right now, we are in these days that are so close to that happening. But when problems like this happen, I think we need to keep in mind what 1 Peter tells us is how Jesus responded to this kind of thing. In 1 Peter 2:23, he says, when he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. Our God knows where we are and can judge everything that we face perfectly. We don't need to worry about that. So then in verse 9, he's kind of really makes some striking things that are going to sound very similar to prophecies that we've heard about Jesus. And so it's, again, driving at what Jesus is doing in and through us all. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, this is why, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil, moral or physical, shall be allowed to befall you. No plague come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands, guardian angels, they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and adder, which is venomous snakes, the young lion and the serpent, you will trample underfoot. Again, referencing Christ. But now, this is going to be where he switches, and now is going to be talking God, Yahweh, to the speaker of these things. And so he says, because he, the speaker, holds fast to me, which is Yahweh, in love, I will deliver him and protect him. So love is the key thing. Do we truly love Yahweh because he is personal to us? He loves us, died for us, but where are we in him? And it says that I will deliver him and protect him because he knows my name. To know the name of God, of course, is to have a close relationship with him. The name of Yahweh, as we have learned in all of the studies that we've had along the way, especially in the covenants, involves his whole being and is a very foundation of trust. So when he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. That's what God is saying. Yahweh is responding back to the believer that is putting their trust in him, loving him. With long life, I will satisfy him. Christ is our satisfaction, and show him my salvation. He is the answer. Jesus is it. So how do we love him? How do we stay with him? I'd like to finish with Romans 8:31-39. And here's what it says. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us, How will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Jesus Christ is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God today, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
We hope today's episode was a blessing to you. Please make sure to subscribe to the Golden Hills Podcast in your favorite podcast app, like Spotify, Google Play, or Apple Podcasts. And of course, you can always find us on the web at www.goldenhills.org. We hope you'll visit with us again tomorrow.